Finally, a subject of great public debate. Jeremy Paxman's beard, which set Twitter alight last night. He himself has said this morning, unless you're lucky enough to be Uncle Albert on Only Fools and Horses, Demis Roussos or Abu Hamza, the BBC is generally as pagonophobic as the late lamented Albanian dictator Enver Hoxha. He certainly had a change of heart from when I was a reporter on Newsnight back in 1997. He rather threw me during this exchange.
Why has he put Frank Dobson in charge of health, which he thinks apparently, allegedly, is so important?
Well, I've been told that it's because Frank Dobson was a very successful shadow health minister in the 80s.
But he's got a beard.
Well, that completely left me for words, and I have to say, does sound a touch pagonophobic himself. Well, beards have been fashionable for some time. In fact, in some parts of Hoxton, in trendy East London, you'd be hard-pressed to find a clean-shaven man. But given the fuss about Paxman, it does seem as if some kind of Rubicon has been crossed for a news anchor to appear on screen sporting a beard. Well, we're lucky enough now to be joined by the 2013 Beard of the Year, veteran broadcaster Robin Lustig, and I imagine out of all the many awards you've won, you must be most proud of this one.
Absolutely, Martha. I mean, a Nobel Prize would have nothing on being named Beard of the Year. It was the proudest moment of my life.
And do you think that the BBC is pagonophobic, frightened of beards, at least on television, if not radio?
Ah, well, that's the point. On television, yes, definitely. I think the evidence is there. I mean, there is no bearded current affairs presenter. Michael Burke once was told to shave off his beard if he wanted to carry on presenting. I did a little bit of television at one time, and I was told that if I was seriously wanted to do more, then I'd have to get rid of my beard.
Really? You were told that, were you, by the bosses?
Yeah, not by a BBC person. They had one of these external people who was brought in to tell people how to look good on television.
A beard consultant, perhaps?
Something like that, yeah. I didn't take to her, I'm afraid. But anyway, she said, look, you know, your ties are fine, but your glasses are fine, but the beard will have to go.
So is Jeremy Paxman in fashion or not? I guess you'd regard yourself as ahead of the times.
Oh, I'm very much ahead of the time, absolutely. I'm also probably behind the time by now because I'm told that beards are no longer in fashion. I mean, George Clooney did wonders for beards briefly, but the moment apparently has passed, which I think is very sad.
So do you think we should get less hung up about what people look like on screen? I mean, normally it's the female newsreaders who get all the flack, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's not fair, is it? I mean, what matters on screen is whether people look acceptable. Now, what is unacceptable about a beard? I've never understood it. Facial hair is natural. In politics, it seems to be completely unacceptable. Frank Dobson, you mentioned, he was one of the rare politicians who managed to hang on to his job with a beard. Robin Cook was another one. Think of all the Labour people who shaved off their beards and their moustaches. Peter Mandelson, Jeff Hoon, Stephen Byers. It's a long list. I blame New Labour. I also blame Margaret Thatcher because, as you probably know, Martha, she was reputed to have said that she wouldn't accept a single bearded man in her cabinet.
I do remember that. Thanks very much.